And next up, we have Larry Hartman. Larry, if you just please come up, just give us your address and village. Thank you.
I'm Larry Hartman, Owen Brown. About 3 years ago, the Home Association put in some electric car charging stations. And at the time, there were no signs there, so I contacted Columbia Association Jeremy Sharpenberg, and I brought that to his attention. And at the time, the letter he wrote, he responded, was the that they weren't going to put signs up that reserve them for electric cars only, because the foremost of which is that there's no legal enforcement mechanism. And until there is an enforceable regulation similar to that for handicapped parking spaces, our options will be limited. So I set about getting that law. I talked to my state delegate, Frank Turner, and a state bill had been proposed and failed. So then I went to Howard County. I worked with my council member, Jen Terrazzo, and it finally got a law passed. It's not a trivial thing to get a bill passed, as it turned out. And I let Jeremy know about that, and he responded, "We will move forward with revisiting our signage. We'll work to coordinate with Howard County on consistent signage now that there is an enforceable restricted use regulation." It turned out to be some controversy in the interpretation of that law. And along the way, a new bill had to be proposed, and that was Council Bill Number 7 this year. That basically corrected a drafting error so that it explicitly spells out that this can be enforced on private property like Columbia Association. And evidently, someone got word of that and took all the signs down. So there were no signs at all reserving the spots for electric cars only. And I believe that these are our fueling stations for those of us who drive electric cars. So they need to be available when you need them. I was at the athletic club one night a few years ago, and a woman came up with a car full of kids. She had an electric car, and she was desperate to charge. And there was a truck and an SUV in the spots. She couldn't charge. And I'll never forget the look on her face. She was just desperate. She didn't know what to do. So that's one reason why I'm kind of passionate about this. And I feel like I'm kind of need to come to you. I've never been here before. I just want to bring this to your attention. And there's actually another state bill. Delegate Clarence Lamb is sponsoring it. It's already passed the House and the General Assembly. But Howard County puts up signs like this, and this is what I suggest for our Columbia Association. If you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Thanks, Lanny. No, do you want anything?
I was going to just go ahead, Brian.
I was just going to say, 4 hours, is that how long it usually takes to do a full charge on a vehicle? Or how long does it take to charge, fully charge a vehicle?
It kind of depends on how empty you are.
Okay.
But four hours is probably a good time period, and that's what Howard County chose. So.
Okay. Thank you.
And that's what the signs that were up with the Columbia Association. That's acceptable.
Well, thank you,
Greg.
Yeah. Actually, Milton, did you have some facts?
I was going to update the board on that. It's my understanding, reaching out to Jeremy and the Director of Open Space and Facility Services today, we have put those signs back up, reserved for EV vehicles only. However, we have a stipulation on there, and we have reached out to the Howard County Police Department that we do not want anyone, for example, if a non-electric vehicle does park in there, we do not want them ticketed or towed. However, we do have the signs that say reserved for EV vehicles only. And we have five spaces, and we have put those signs up in our five spaces.
If I may, that's what I spent 2 years trying to get at the request of the Columbia Association. That seemed to be what you guys wanted in order to put the signs up.
So, just two questions.
Sure.
We only have five spaces for the electric charging station, right? Can we set a warning for people who are doing violation? Probably they didn't realize they parked in the wrong spot, and send a warning to the
Well, the signs we have posted are basically said reserved.
Yeah, that's what that.
The biggest thing that we've gotten pushed back for because of the limited parking spaces at our athletic club and other locations that is the same situation that you have talked about, is that if that person pulls up with the car full of kids and can't, we'd rather have the person to be able to use the stations because we've invested, I think, roughly $50,000 in those five charging stations. But we've gotten pushed back that we have a lot of senior citizens, we have limited parking, and we have that few occasions when a non-electric vehicle will park in one of those spaces, and do we want them to be towed? You've asked me, I have a personal opinion. It doesn't bother me, but that's where we are right now.
I just wanted to explain why I spent 2 years trying to get this legislation first passed, and then even more difficult to get it, you know, fixed. And I was really shocked when I was told that the reason that they would take it down was because you didn't want people to get tickets. I don't want people to have to be able to
choose. We took them down because we could not enforce them.
I think the Howard County Police have that enforcement.
But now they do.
Tickets.
Now they do.
The intention was for them to have that power back when this bill was when CB 36 2014 was passed in July 2014. In fact, that's when the Columbia Association actually changed the signs to put them, before it just said electric vehicle charging station. And when I heard to Jeremy on July 31st, 2014, that's when he said, he will change the sign. That's when the law originally passed, that's when the signs that said EV parking only went up. The new law just clarified.
Greg, I'm confused. What is the issue right now? Because the signs are going back up. So what's
they're
the what?
They should be ticketed.
Yeah, we put the signs back up that says EV. I think EV vehicles parking only. However, I haven't seen them. I've just been told about them. But we reached out to Howard County because, for example, a tow truck company cannot come on private property without our permission. So, but if a police officer now can enforce it on private property, a police officer can either write a ticket or call a tow truck. And our stipulation is that we don't want that to happen.
Does the county have these signs other places?
Yeah. The county has the signs.
And do they enforce towing and tickets?
It's my understanding that the county does.
So why wouldn't we want to do the same with these on our property?
Because basically we've gotten some pushback about the limited parking, especially over near, I think two of the spaces are over near. Yes.
Yeah, that's always a problem. I mean, did the village, I mean, who's driving the train here?
It's not so much they're driving, they made a request of us.
Who was that?
Harper's Choice.
The village?
Village board, yes.
Okay. There, it looks like they're, and because of the Harper's Choice Village Board wanting access to two more spaces, we are not going to enforce those at any of the five spaces.
That's our position now.
All right, sounds like your problem is at another...
Is it Harper's Choice?
I mean, you're right. I guess we don't have to agree to that request, but we did. I mean, I think you need to convince the good folks over at Harper's Choice to do the right thing.
Now...
Yes, Alan.
I may have missed the meeting where that was discussed, but I don't recall the Harper's Place Village Board taking that up. I'd be happy to bring that back to them because I definitely personally want this law enforced.
That would be a good thing, Alan, if you would do that.
It's Sherry.
Sherry.
A little historical background here. When these EV charging stations were originally installed by CA, we went to each of the village boards for the village in which the charging stations would be installed to talk to them about taking this action. And essentially what happened was that the villages agreed that CA could do this so long as CA did not specifically reserve those spots for electric vehicles. That is the problem in a nutshell, is that when we originally installed these, the villages kind of grudgingly said, okay, but we don't have enough parking as it is, so we'll let you do this, but we want to be clear that we don't want there to be a restriction that prevents somebody else from parking in one of those parking spots. And that's what we were kind of left with.
Okay. Dick and Nancy.
I'm a little concerned that we have some kind of a regulation we're not enforcing. Can we instruct the police to at least give a warning?
You know, Dick, if you want me to respond, and this is when I had this conversation with Dennison, and is that to me, I hope I'm not making a poor analogy, it's almost like having accessible parking spaces and not enforcing them. To me, if we post the signs, if we're going to do this, there's only five parking spaces, let's enforce it.
Well, that's where I come from, and at the very minimum, if we have a problem with the enforcement, I mean, at least police can write warnings. I mean, they don't have to call a tow truck.
Nancy?
I think that at the least the police should be writing a warning, but I think we should spend a little time. Somebody should spend a little time. We get this thing resolved, because what's the point in having the sign and having those EV charging stations if they're not going to be used for what they're there for?
Brett?
You know, it's a wonder. If you park in a handicap parking spot,
yeah,
there's a fine and other thing, you know, big ones that come along with it. I was even at a church where someone parked in a handicap parking spot, and we said, hey, you know, it's a handicap. He goes, well, it's not enforced on Sundays. And we said, no, that's not true. It is enforced all the time, 24/7. So if we have these signs up and we're not enforcing that, it's almost ridiculous.
Right.
You know, I can understand, you know, I've seen the signs that say, you know, veterans park here, you know, reserve parking spot for a veteran, or, you know, expecting mother, employee of the month. I understand those. But, you know, well, this is has a specific purpose. I think we ought to be enforcing.
I just want to point out that Councilmember Terraza, Council Chair Calvin Ball, and Delegate Lamb, and as well as fellow EV drivers, have worked hard on getting this law passed and working on the state bill.
Sir, I just tell you, that based on what I'm hearing, just check back with me in, say, a month, and I'll let you know where we are then.
Fair enough, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike. Okay, that's all the residents I have on the sign-up sheet. Anyone else?